Life is precious. I know that better than most. Coming second wasn't an option. I was a different person living a different life. When you feel that you could never be hurt the way you've been hurt in the past, then it makes you less attached. You don't grab and hold on to things. You've already lost the most precious thing in your life. You're not desperate for something to work anymore. If it works, then great, but if it doesn't, then it's not meant to be. I've definitely become hardened in my thinking since Julie died. Maybe I've inherited a bit of that hardness from her. One evening before leaving my home to drive to Debbie's, and for the first time since I'd met her, I really didn't want to go. I just couldn't be bothered. I honestly didn't know if I could continue this way. I was starting to think it might be a bridge too far. I left my home to go to Debbie's. Maybe 20 minutes into the drive, whilst I was on the motorway, something happened. My mind was so wrapped up in this scenario regarding Debbie and her family that I'd been driving totally on autopilot. When I say autopilot, I mean totally on autopilot, as in I hadn't remembered a single thing about the journey up to that point. Absolutely nothing. Then the following words awoke me from the trance.